Operated by Historic Southwest Ohio, the Heritage Village Museum in Sharonville, Ohio, allows visitors to take a step back in time and to get a glimpse of what life was like in 19th century Ohio. The village operates year-round, and volunteers provide tours as well as traditional crafts and cooking demonstrations. Here to tell me more about the Heritage Village Museum is Deborah Patel, Marketing Director. Thanks for joining me.
Hi, thank you.
Let's start with, some history. How long has the village been here, and how did it come to be in Sharonville?
Well, our first building was moved here in 1971, so it's been here for a while longer than most people think. We started out as the Miami Purchase Association in the late 60s, and we lease the area that the village is on from Hamilton County Park District, so we are actually not a part of Sharon Woods Park. Then the Miami Purchase Association split off into Historic Southwest Ohio, which runs Heritage Village, and the Cincinnati Preservation Association.
And it's interesting to find, or it was interesting for me to find out, that these are not reconstructions. These are not replicas. These are actual buildings that you rescued from demolition and brought here.
Yes, we have 11 buildings that are actual historic structures that have been saved from demolition and brought over from different sections of Southwest Ohio.
And the village is open year-round, but you do have special seasonal events, like we're coming up on the holiday season. What type of activities do you have for what you call your holidays?
Well, our holidays event is next weekend, and it is an old-fashioned Christmas event. We are going to be stringing popcorn and cranberries outside for the tree. We have traditional crafts for children, such as paper chains and yarn dolls and pine cone ornaments, crafts that children during the mid-19th century would have done in their own homes. We have got a lot of holiday musical groups, such as the Cincinnati Dulcimer Society, a quintet from Princeton High School, model train layout. Our gift shop will be open for any last-minute gifts. We'll be having holiday treats, such as gingerbread and Christmas cookies. We'll have a fire going in our Kemper kitchen, and our homes will be open for touring. We'll also have storytelling in one of our homes with candy canes.
Speaking of the village in terms of its year-round activities, what sort of demonstrations of crafts and cooking do you have?
Well, we have a Civil War weekend, which in 2014 is going to be in July, and we have demonstrations of cooking during the 1860s, weaving, and we can also do candle making. It's a lot of chores that they would have done back in those times.
So your average family coming to visit the historical village here for the holidays, what type of things can they expect when they first come through the door?
The first place they will probably go is to our Hayner House. And the Hayner House was built in 1852 and moved from South Lebanon, Ohio. And once walking in the door, they will be greeted with lots of Christmas decorations. We are going to have one of our crafts in the dining room in the Hayner House. And we're also going to have music played by an 1890s music machine called a Regina. They'll be able to browse our gift shop and then go from building to building, looking at model trains, eating holiday treats, sipping on hot chocolate, and learning about the decorations and the crafts of the 19th century.
And aside from the holidays, what other events do you have coming up in the near future?
Well, in February, we are having a chocolate, champagne, and candlelight fundraiser for the village. In May, the first weekend of May, we are having a Wayne's Muster event, which is similar to our Civil War weekend, but more around the federal time, so around the 1800 time. And then in July, we are going to have our Civil War weekend.
It sounds like a really good way for a family to come and kind of get into the holiday spirit.
Yes, definitely. They can come learn how children in a different century celebrated the season.
Well, I've been speaking with Deborah Patel, Marketing Director of the Heritage Village Museum in Sharonville. For links to directions and more information about the Heritage Village Museum, their Holly Days events, and other seasonal activities, please visit us at wvxu.org/lx. For WVXU's local exposure, I'm Jim Nolan.